Good day to all our listeners tuning in. It's indeed Saturday, June 7th, 2025, and this is your daily financial services news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for everything insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Let's kick things off with news from the banking sector. Westpac, Australia's second largest bank, is once again under the microscope due to allegations of systemic misconduct within its RAMS home loan subsidiary. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has leveled intense accusations of over 80 incidents where fraudulent documents were reportedly used to improperly approve loans. If proven true, this alleged misconduct mirrors a similar scenario dating back to 2018, during which Westpac was fined for comparable practices. The potential penalties this time around are predicted to exceed $100 million, although a $30 million fine is expected to be the more likely outcome. This situation further underscores the ongoing governance issues within Westpac, thus eroding public trust in Australia's financial institutions. Amid this climate of intensified scrutiny, experts suggest the case's outcome could stimulate stricter industry regulations. Amid the brew of financial turbulence, we move to the consumer side of things. Despite economic stimuli and holiday periods, Australians are maintaining a cautious approach to spending. April witnessed a nominal 0.1% increase in household expenditure, as per the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Interestingly, we are also seeing an increase in spending in sectors such as recreation and hospitality, while clothing and footwear seems to be taking a hit. Admittedly, despite the GDP factoring in a slight upward tick, the continued conservatism amongst consumers suggests an ongoing per capita recession. Turning to superannuation, the second tranche of delivering better financial outcomes reforms is enabling Superfund trustees to offer financial advice. This initiative, aiming to advance retirement outcomes, is seen as necessary amid an aging population of 3.5 million individuals. While critics caution against potential conflicts of interest, they concede that access to any form of advice, even if not perfect, is better than no guidance at all. To round up today, we delve into an important development concerning the Star Casino. As we speak, a legal storm is brewing for the casino after it allegedly breached anti-money laundering laws in a high-risk manner, attracting AUSTRAC penalties. Actions such as this not only risk the casino's financial stability, but also severely jeopardize Australia's essential financial safeguards. That's your wrap for today. This has been Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more on these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay financially savvy. Until next time.